Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Welcome to the Undressing Room Podcast. We are gearing up for the new season of The Undressing Room. But in the meantime, we are going to play some of the best DMs from The Undressing Room Podcast. Today, we are replaying DMs from L'Oreal and Claudia. And we finally get to peek into more of Claudia's DMs and love life.
That was great.
It really was. But you know what else is great? When we get to dive into your little DM.
Oh, my God.
What you got for this week, Gloria?
Nothing. I got big DMs this week.
Big DMs.
You know
DMs.
What I'm talking about? Okay. Big dog.
Let's hear about your big DMs.
Okay, so somebody slid into my DMs this week. They said, hey, L'Oreal, so I have this crazy person putting cat food in my driveway, on my car's tailpipe, under the car, and it's attracting more animals than it is cats. I'm getting a Ring camera, but when I catch this person, what should I even do? Because I'm thinking bodily harm. Well, we don't want you to do that. Because we want you to live
right.
To see another day.
Why
if they're more violent?
Why are they doing that?
That's some scary stuff. That's borderline psychotic.
Like, leave the cat food. I get you want to feed the neighborhood cats because I'm like that too. I would. But like, why would you do it on someone else's property, attracting animals to their house? Like, what the hell's going on?
Maybe they're trying to get rid of a cat that's in their yard. So they're like, let me hear, kitty, kitty, kitty. Does that work for your cats? Like, can you stray a cat somewhere?
Yeah, cats.
Sway.
Well, cats, yeah, they're led by food. But not as bad as dogs. They're a little bit more loyal. But, yeah, a little bit. If they're, like, outside cats that just have no home, they're going to, you know, they're going to post up.
This might be one of the weirdest things I've ever heard. Like, so have you ever been upset with somebody and done something out of the ordinary to kind of piss them off?
Yes.
Like? Oh, my God, I knew you were the right person to ask this.
Long time ago in Rhode Island, this guy was dating my friend, Linda, and he threw a slice of hot pizza at her, and it hit her, right? It was hot.
Where?
In her face.
No.
So we were like, oh, F that. We gonna go over there. So we were like in some army fatigue outfits and stuff. Like, we went to his apartment complex.
You went to war.
I feel like we dug a hole under the fence, and we got up under the fence. We was like, we was doing that.
Claudia.
Right? And then we got to his car. We tore, like, we ripped the windshield wipers off, and we spray painted his windshield black. I hope he's not listening. It was a long time ago, so I think the statute of limitations is up. So anyways, he didn't know it was us. So then he called my friend crying. He goes, you man, someone messed up my car. We was like, damn, that's messed up. Say word. So yeah, but I felt good about that.
That's why you have such great friendships, because
I go to war for my friends.
When people need to mess up cars or anything, you're digging in the dirt. You do not me. Don't call me. I'm not that friend. I'm not gonna lie. I got you. I'll come pick you up. But I ain't getting in the dirt and doing
it's
all that.
It's very empowering though.
Mm-mm.
He got his lesson, and he was crying afterwards. It was so great. Like, he cried. He'll never throw pizza at a girl again.
Yeah, that was crazy. Well, I'm glad y'all did all that to him. But see, me, I'm crazy on my own. I would have messed up his car alone before you would have even been able to find me.
But we didn't do, like, long-term damage. Like, you know, you get paint on the, you know, on the windshield, and he broke up the windshield wipers. But.
Yeah, I'm so glad that I'm out of that super. So that brings, I feel like, certain people could bring that energy out of you, because I'm not that type of person, but like in the toxic relationship, I've definitely, and it was the same guy.
What have you done?
Messed up his cars like numerous times.
Really?
Like, yeah. You know how you could break a windshield real easy without like anything? You could just throw your cell phone at it.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I've never done it to one of my guys. I've helped my friends.
Yeah, no, man. He made me so mad. I took the phone and I threw it at the windshield. It cracked so easy.
Good to know.
Like, I never, and then, like, he, like, because he used to put his hands on me and stuff, so I would stomp his car door in.
Well, that's justified.
Remember the car that we got stuck in the snow that time?
That cost a lot to fix that car.
Yeah, I stomped that car door in. I've keyed it up. I broke every TV in the house. And then I left. So, because that's when I left. Because I'm like, what am I going to watch?
Well, there you go, L'Oreal.
No, that was the final
priorities.
Show. The final countdown. The first thing I broke of his was like his gaming stuff. You know, like.
Oh,
that
my
was,
God. He must have been so mad at you.
Oh, my God. And I broke his Chrome Heart glasses one time, but they was prescription and he was like blind. Look, we're both evil. That was many moons ago.
For people watching, because I know they're going to judge, especially me, I get it extra than her.
He was abusive, so.
Once someone puts their hands on you, if you don't leave, which I highly recommend you leave first. I'm not that mad about what you do to him.
Me neither.
I feel like justified.
That was fair game. That was like fair trade right there.
But you should always leave, though.
No, you should leave, of course.
You don't want to be in the middle of, you know, in Hollywood and you see his car and you're like, oh my God, there's a vacuum cleaner that someone's throwing away. And then you take the vacuum cleaner and you slam it against the car. You don't want to do that, L'Oreal.
I don't want anybody to judge me from this conversation.
Not that I've done
actually,
that before,
I feel like you have.
No. I mean, hypothetically speaking.
Where did you find the vacuum cleaner? It's crazy.
Who said it was? Me, I'm okay. Saying you don't want that to become you, L'Oreal. I'm your big sis.
Death becomes you. Okay. Now this other prayer. Oh, I like how y'all diving in here for the advice, child. I'm here for it. Okay. Hey, L'Oreal. Me and my wife have been having issues since we got married a little over a year ago. We have been together for 7 years, and we have a 3-year-old child together. I just got a new job in another state, making double my current salary, and I think it would be right for my family, but she does not see it that way. I hate the city where we live, and I just want to leave. What do you think?
Oh, she wants to take the job, and she doesn't want him to take the job?
Yeah. They got married a year ago. They've been together 7 years. They have a 3-year-old. He got a new job in a different state, making double. She's not with it. She wants to stay. How much is she making?
That's what I'm saying. I remember when I used to actually work here in Atlanta, one of our co-hosts, like, he worked here, and then he would travel back and forth to be with his family in another city.
That sounds like the show I'm on.
Yeah, that's got to be tough, though, but maybe it keeps it fresh.
I don't know. I mean, like, I'm dealing with that, and we had a discussion about long distance.
I said I wasn't going to do it again, but...
You don't sort that out. But if that's something that you're faced with, then if you love the person, you're going to do what you got to do. But, like, you start considering, like, damn, I got to make a move. Somebody got to make a move.
Someone has to always move.
If you're going to be serious, I mean... If that is a job that he could temporarily work for a year and bounce back and forth and then maybe till he gets back to the other state, that's one thing. But y'all are married with a 3-year-old. She gonna have to give in. Who's paying the bills?
I think that if he's taking care of the house like that and it's double, it's gonna help make your life be better for you and your child. So maybe you need to compromise a little bit.
I know I'm about to be foul when I say this, but like, she don't even have a say if she's not paying the bills. Like, what is your reasoning to want to be here? Now, if she'd be like support.
Well, maybe your family's there. Maybe that's helping him with the kids.
Well, you're going to have to make some friends because your family could fly in, but me and you not going to be separated so you could be near your family.
I want to keep the family together. That would be my ultimate. I would say I would want to keep
your family got somewhere to visit now.
I mean the family is like the husband, wife, and the kid.
Yeah, you got to worry about your own family. Yeah. Now that's your family. That's your immediate family. That's the family that you made.
I would compromise and go with my guy if, you know, I was in a relationship where I said, hey, wherever you end up in your next gig, I'll move there for us.
Yeah.
And I think that's showing, like, that's dedication. But I don't know.
It's dedication, but then it's like, I'm not going to lie. What if you give up, like, a opportunity of a lifetime and then your relationship doesn't work and now you're stuck in a city?
You're going to resent her.
That's a fear.
Girl, go with your husband and just make him, I mean, you know, get some nice toys out of it.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Once you said I do, you said I do to whatever he said I do too.
Y'all said I do to each other.
You said we do.
Mm, we do.
We did.
She does have a say, though.
With her mouth, but not with her actions or money.
She has a say. They got to compromise. But I would definitely go with would make our life easier as a couple.
You don't have a say. If you're not paying no bills, like, I'm not going to lie. If it was me and I was the breadwinner and we got a job that's doubling the salary, you see how I said we? I'm doing the job, but if I'm paying the bills, like, we out.
Would you, like, no matter what, like, say it was, like, your guy makes double the money, right?
I always work my whole life. I'm a Capricorn.
Right, but say he got a job somewhere, y'all living together, right? As bold and strong of a personality you are, and it's in a city that is not good for your work. Like, say it's like, we all moved to Alaska.
I would never let a man take care of me ever in life, so I'm never going to be faced with that unless I lose my limbs. And then that's the only way. If I can't work, is the only way I'm not going to work. Mm-hmm. I'm always going to have a say in my relationship, and I respect my man more than anything. So I respect his opinion mm-hmm. more than anything, but there's no way that I'm always going to make sure I put myself in a position to have say in what mm-hmm. goes on. And
so she needs to make some more money.
She got the good, I mean, you got no dog in the fight. like you came to the ring with no dog and his dog just won. Like,
ladies, you got to always have your own money. You even if you have a rich man, I remember being with a rich guy and I felt like I was worthless until I was, you know, got a better job.
Yeah.
I did not want to just be like a plus one and just be able to just float whatever you say. Like, I want to be able to contribute to the conversation.
Nobody should ever feel like they don't want to contribute to a situation at all.
I think it's dangerous.
Very, very dangerous. And take it from somebody that's been in that situation mm-hmm. and had to start all over from scratch. Thank God I have a wonderful family, yeah. like you said, yeah. that it doesn't matter if I run off to a different state. They always got their arms waiting for me wow. to come back if I ever need to. Mm-hmm. So shout out to everybody that slid in the DMs. You need any advice, you trying to holler, you trying to do, well, don't try to holler at me no more because I'm...
Well, you can holler at me, but I'm not taking anybody seriously.
Excuse me, yeah.
I have a 6-month thing. I'm not taking anyone seriously until August 16th. So no one gets to be my boyfriend until at least August 16th.
Why is that?
Because I got out of my last relationship on February 16th. So I said I'm giving myself 6 months of like not, because I date to marry. Like I'll date you and like right away I'm thinking like, okay, this is it. And I shut
down
everything.
I can see that.
So I need to like give myself time. Like, and then you start accepting whatever that person gives you. I need to just be more open and like let the best man win. And I think you'll pick better when you have like you clean your palate.
I'm so scared because Claudia is going to have a boyfriend by that date. Knowing Claudia.
No, it'll be August 17th.
Knowing Claudia, it'll be by that date. Okay.
Maybe I'm a hot, you know, commodity out here in these streets. Speaking of judges, we are going to judge your DMs because it is time for It Goes Down in the DMs.
Ooh, okay. Now listen, if you want to slide in my DMs, Star and L'Oreal, StarringL'Oreal. Now, I don't know which one I should start with, but one of them is coming for me and the other one is kind of coming for Claudia. I'll tell you what I mean by it in a second. So let's start with this one. Hey, I remember you from younger, back in the day. I used to hang out with your older sisters and see you around and always thought you were such a little cutie. But I was obviously a little older. Well, we're both grown now, checking to see how you've been. You've really blossomed into a beautiful young lady. Proud of you. Dinner or drinks on me whenever we are in the same city. Looking forward to your response.
Oh, that's nice.
No, it's not. I'm going to tell you why.
Wait. You found something negative about that?
I sure did. Very creepy.
It's
very creepy because my sisters are very older than me. So at any given point where you was around me and my sisters was around each other and you see me, I was a little ass girl. So if you was looking at me as a cutie, as a little girl, because I don't remember this person. I've never seen this person. Like, as I'm sitting trying to think back, maybe he just looks different. But, like, that's not creepy to you. Like, my sisters are 7 and 8 years older than me.
That's not a lot.
As a little kid?
How little were you?
Why was you looking at me like that? I don't know, because if they was... So my sisters... So when they was like 15, I was 8 years old.
Do you think, so that's around the time he was hanging? You think that's around the time?
I mean, I could only imagine that like my sisters, they graduate like 17. I couldn't have been no older than 11, 10. Like, so that's mad creepy and weird. Yes.
Did you look grown?
I always had a body, you know what I mean? But I was a baby. So I have issues with stuff like that when I think back to people who, like, even is a guy that works in the industry. And I think I told this to you before, but, like, I feel like he low-key preyed on me when I was younger. Like, I came in the game pretty early. I was singing, but then I also interned when I was, like, 16. But I was already in the game, you know? And I see some of these people moving forward, like, around. And to me, they're disgusting. You know, like, I was 16 years old. These men were like 40.
Is there a space where people can acknowledge that you were cute as a kid, where it's not creepy? It doesn't mean that they were sexually attracted to you. Like if I, you know, just notice, oh, you were so cute when you were younger, but now we're all adults now. Is that creepy? Okay. Can you just never say anything about someone's looks?
It's creepy because now you're trying to sleep with me, take me to dinner, whatever the case. So it's like, damn, you knew me from a little girl. That starts to give pervert vibes. Like, okay, maybe you shouldn't say that. Like one or the other, because yes, now we're both grown. So 8 years older than me is not so crazy. You know, that would mean he's in his 40s, like late 40s or whatever, and or mid 40s. And that's fine. Like, that's not bad. But I just think the fact that I feel like you was looking at me as a kid just throws me off. Like, maybe you shouldn't even mention you thought I was cute as a kid. Maybe that part.
What if he would have said adorable?
I think it was that you've been blossoming into a beautiful, I just think it gets creep by. And the fact that you're still watching me all these years.
Mm.
So you was watching me then,
mm-hmm.
Watching me now, and I don't know who you are at all.
But he noticed you blossoming. So what's the other DM? You said they was coming for us?
Yeah, they came for you, but in a funny kind of way, feel like.
What'd they say?
I feel like they're coming for your job. So I don't know how to feel. Yeah, they said, hi, Lori. I listen to all your shows. I'm obsessed with your personality. I too have an outspoken personality. And as of late, been considering doing a podcast. I thought long and hard, so I decided to shoot my shot. You would be the perfect co-host. Oh, thank you.
Oh,
you would be the perfect co-host. And we have more in common than you and Claudia.
First of all,
how did they know this? We have a lot in common.
And let me just school this young. Oh, is there more? Is there more?
No, okay. So they said it's no shade, but I think we could take this far if you want to make some real money.
Wow. Okay.
Bow, 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 okay. Bow.
What's this person's little name? What's their first name? What's their little first or initial? What's their initial?
It's initial N.
N is for no. Not, N is for not gonna happen. And
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
But never, and it's for, I'm gonna be grammatically incorrect, know your place, N-O. Okay, we don't have to be the same to have podcast magic. We could be a little bit different and have some parts we are similar, or maybe the better way would have been if you want to be added to this, but now the answer is no.
No, as an N, okay?
I ain't mad at them for shooting this shot, though, I guess.
I do think it was funny that they tried to low-key throw you under the bus all while trying to shoot the, and they're telling me they can help me make some real money. Yo, you need help. All right, so we're going to slide into the DMs, and today we're just going to touch on one because this one is a special one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you could slide into, the Undressing Room DMs, my DMs, Claudia's DMs. We're going to give you that information a little bit at the end of the show. But this one says, hey, L'Oreal and Claudia. This actually came from the Undressing Room's DM.
Okay.
And it says, so I'm a single man, my early 40s. I'm looking for love. I do well for myself financially and don't mind sharing. Mm. I do have 3 children and I'm still technically married to their mother, but we're not together. We are just married for legal purposes. Now, I was wondering, since you asked on the podcast, would a woman like Claudia give me a chance?
Well, first, you have to get divorced first, because you say technically married.
They're roommates. No, I'm joking. I don't know.
You know what?
many a man have said that, and they're not really there. And then when you jump in and get into it, when you get your feelings involved, then it really comes out, well, we're still trying to work it out for the kids.
Yeah.
No, you'd have to be free and clear for me to take you, because I'm a public figure. We're going to go out somewhere. You ain't going to have me at the little download places when, you know, I'm going to be out with you.
Right.
I don't need someone to be like, that's my husband with this woman. And I don't want to bring that drama to your kids or to my life. So
remember that happened to NeNe? They was moving on with their life. She then brought him outside.
Ain't they still married?
With the guy and the girl?
Yeah.
They're not?
I don't know if they're, are they divorced? I don't know. I don't think so.
I think she tried to sue NeNe because she was like, you running around with my husband.
Alienation of affection, yeah.
Yeah, but if you're they separated, how can you sue me?
Maybe there's more to it that we don't know.
Oh.
I mean, the wife would know, not us.
You and NeNe don't like each other? I can't remember.
No, we didn't.
Okay,
we
I could have tell when the energy switched.
We don't rock.
I was like, wait a minute, should I have said to
we
her?
Don't rock, we don't rock, but I'm fair, though.
Okay, yeah, I will say that.
And if they are technically divorced, if they're technically separated where they're two different homes, then she can date him. It's not a good taste, but she can date him.
Yeah, but let's be real. The woman was probably being petty. She's seen him outside.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I do.
How would you feel if you are still married?
Not my man. No,
exactly. Like, if you married to someone still and they out there very public with someone else, it's very hurtful.
Yeah, but it might be hurtful, but this is what you presented. Like, he knew who he could play with like that.
Yeah.
Now, if it came to me, people like their life.
I'm joking.
I'm not doing that. You gotta let people go where they wanna go.
That's right.
I'm not trying to keep nobody on no leash. So.
I'm not trying to keep no one that doesn't want to be kept except my cats. That's it.
Your cats is trying to run away too.
No,
child.
They love me.
Well, so you still didn't answer the question. Would you give like fully? Like, say the wife is not a problem. Say that you've even spoke, but they're like, listen, financially it doesn't make sense for us to get a divorce on paper. It works for our kids, for the trust, for this, for that. But Claudia, you know, I really like you. I like you around my kids. This is the woman. Everything's fine. You got my blessing. Would you be okay with that?
No, I wouldn't.
Damn.
I need you to be available to marry me.
That's true.
Because I still want to get married.
But what if he's like, I'll treat you like a wife, and he does everything amazing?
No, there's 7 billion people in the world, ladies and gentlemen. Stop settling for the BS because you're afraid of being by yourself. If you like yourself, you should not be afraid of being by yourself.
Stop turning men down just because they married. No, I'm joking.
I know. Here I go with my bullshit.
Claudia, how dare you not give this married man a chance?
Being too picky. No, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Okay, so no.
No. Sorry, but when you get divorced, hit me up.
Well, then by then he'll already have the other girl that's
okay,
willing to deal with his flaws and all.
Okay, no.
Because sometimes that's what it is. You gotta eat. Look, when my guy met me, I wasn't perfect. He had to help put me together, right? Sometimes you gotta put in the tough work. And then you get the reward at the end.
I just don't think relationships are supposed to be this hard, though.
But this is why you don't want to work at nothing.
I will work on things, but I'm sorry. If it's got to be so much work so early on, what are we doing? It's like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. Maybe it don't belong together.
Nah, you do. Sometimes you got to put the work in early so that you could coast through the rest of it. Look at internships. You got to put the most work in, then you benefit later on.
Did you intern anywhere?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
Are you crazy? I interned at a couple places. Bad Boy.
I never did.
Sean John, Sony Music.
I didn't.
Yeah, see, you're lazy. Like, I put work into my relationships, and that's why they're going to stand the test of time.
Not
Claudia,
me lazy.
I'm going to teach you how to put a little bit of work into the relationship, and then they're going to laugh. We're going to find your forever Valentine. That's
all
what everybody
right,
calls
right.
Everybody nowadays, a forever Valentine. When the hell did that start?
I don't know.
I'm tired of people. Anyway. Okay, so, okay, now this one was really interesting, and I couldn't wait. This one I had to wait. I was like, we're going to put the little one and let you help them. This one is the one. Okay, so I saw you out this weekend. I had no clue who you were, and a friend of mine showed me your IG, so I started following you. And it was just, wow. I would have approached you, but my friend told me that you have very, very strong views against dating white men. Any interest in maybe giving it a try? No. I am not a white guy girl. Like, one, I'm too light-skinned and I want my babies to have melanin. Right? Not that that always matters, because you can, my homegirl is dark skin, beautiful dark skin, and her baby is my complexion. Everybody says that she was my surrogate. And that's my goddaughter. So it does, you know, so it doesn't matter what complexion you are, I get it. But like my chances are finer if I have me somebody with a little melanin. But no, I just, I really am into my race, my culture, my people. I really do believe that Black men are just beautiful, and I've never dated anything but a Black man. I've never lusted for anything but a Black man.
I dated a white boy once in college.
Did he?
And what? I tried to try something. It was off a breakup from a brother that broke my heart. So I was like, let me try something different, right? And he was in New York, and you know, he had a little bit of tan to him, whatever. I felt so weird walking by a group of Black men. We went to a Knicks game, and he was holding my hand. I just let go of his hand. I felt like they were looking at me like, ooh, she don't like her own. It didn't mean I didn't like my own. I do think there's two types of people that date interracially. There's people who just happen to fall in love with who they fall in love with, and I think that's beautiful, and no one should have anything negative to say about that. Then I also think there's people that have self-hate, that I don't want nothing darker than this or whatever. Yeah. And those are the people that we decide eye, and those are the people that we need to cast away. The guy I was with, his friends were very judgmental because of my ethnicity, my race. And they were like, does she have money? Where does her family come from? Is she using you? And I'm like, why would you just assume that?
Because you're Black. See, this is why I don't do it.
And he ended up giving me a fake tennis bracelet. He had all his bread. He's a stockbroker. And then he gave me a fake tennis. He thought, oh, this little Black girl ain't going to know the difference. But I should have known better when he came in a cardboard box with a cotton at the bottom instead of a velvet case. But
no. I was young. Dirty, grimy, low down. And I feel like I got to always be myself. And one thing about me, I do want to stop the use of the N-word, but I say it here and there. You know what I mean? But I say it in a like, yo, my... I can't say that to my man. Nah.
No, like, I can't. No.
And like... I would be damned if I'm listening to a song and he slips up and says it in front of me, we're breaking up. You know, I don't see it meshing well for me, who is a former rapper who sometimes still raps. It's just like, I get Eve did it, but then she also left her whole career and life behind. So the best thing for you to do is leave me the hell alone, sir. But you're nice looking though. Somebody will find love with you. Claudia, speaking of finding love. They trying to find some love with you, and I've been pressing you for a DM. Can we have one?
Okay, here's one. Do I say he was from or no?
You don't have to.
In Atlanta, single, clean. I really want to kiss your feet. You seem like an animal in bed. Ooh, and right. So am I. Let me know, star. You taste like queen.
Well, you know what? That one wasn't actually that bad.
Really? Really, L'Oreal? Explain to me how this tell a stranger I've never met says he's in Atlanta. He's clean.
That's rare. That's very rare in Atlanta, FYI. So that's like a big plus.
I guess I got to count my blessings then, right? Oh, a man wants me in Atlanta. He's bragging on how...
No, wait, hold on, Claudia. You know that's a big accomplishment because most of the men in Atlanta want men. So the fact that he wants you, that's two pluses. Clean and like women.
That's why I don't believe it. I call cab. I think he just wants a place to stay. I haven't been used for a place to stay before. I know what that sounds like. They go extra hard. They love bomb you. And then he wants to taste me, and he says he assumes that I'm an animal in bed. Is that an insult?
I thought that meant like, you know your way around the bed.
If you don't have a picture up and your page is private, you're hiding something.
Yeah, a wife, Claudia, or a husband.
Probably a husband.
Or both.
Atlanta. I lived there for a whole year. I didn't go on not one date with not one dude. You had an import, right?
No. Well, yeah, I have an import. But I did have one. And it's so, I told you, he bought, somebody brought him a Christmas gift. So I used to call him my gay boyfriend because it was his homeboy that brought it for him. So like, and then he was like a little zesty sometimes. Like when we would get in little arguments, he like would argue with me like a girl. So like,
did he put his hand on his hips?
Yeah, I don't think he really counted. And he dressed better than me. And you know, I could dress. So I don't, he must have been going to Macy's, obviously. I didn't have,
absolutely.
My Macy's card wasn't up at that point. So I'm good now, though. I'm good. He can't mess with me now. I'm too fly.
I did go on a date with someone that was imported. And we did go to Macy's. And he tried to get some really nice cologne. And his card got turned down. So then I had to come to the rescue and use my card. He tried to act like he was so rich. Macy's, you had everything that he wanted. He just couldn't afford it at the time. It wasn't your prices. It was the quality of man that I
Claudia,
chose.
Claudia, so, you got swindled into buying this man some cologne is what the hell happened. He went with a card that didn't work, and he knew that card didn't work. Okay? That wasn't even his card. That was just a card. You know when they send you the card in the mail when they're like, you can activate this and get a loan for $40,000?
27% interest.
That's what he swiped. That's the thing.
You've been listening to the best of the Undressing Room podcast DMs. We'll be back soon with more best of the Undressing Room. And be on the lookout for the new season of the Undressing Room podcast.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.